Welcome to the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, August 21st, 2025, and we have a lineup of leadership and management headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. LRN Corporation wins 7 Brandon Hall Group Awards. LRN Corporation, a leader in ethics and compliance solutions, received 7 awards at the 2025 Brandon Hall Group HCM Excellence Awards, including 4 gold awards and 3 silver awards in the learning and development category. This marks LRN's 5th consecutive year of recognition by the Brandon Hall Group. The awards, achieved in collaboration with client partners such as HP Inc., Sanofi, TE Connectivity, PepsiCo Inc., Standard Chartered, and Freeport McMoRan, showcase LRN's client-focused approach in developing top-tier training courses tailored to each organization's needs. The Gold Awards include Best Learning Technology Implementation for TE Connectivity, Best Use of Games or Simulations for Learning for HP Inc., and Best Custom Content for PepsiCo Inc. and Standard Chartered. The Silver Awards recognize achievements in areas such as compliance training and custom content. The Excellence Awards winners were announced on August 14, 2025, highlighting LRN's commitment to excellence and innovation in ethics and compliance. Q&A with Ken Haynes, CEO of Wrench Group. Ken Haynes, CEO of Wrench Group, brings over 40 years of experience in the home services industry. Under his leadership, Wrench Group has become the second largest non-franchised home services company in the U.S. Ken's philosophy focuses on partnering with market-leading companies, attracting top talent, enabling cross-market collaboration, and delivering exceptional customer service. Wrench Group is dedicated to attracting and engaging Gen Z talent in HVAC, plumbing, and electrical careers through academy programs and hands-on training. By providing structured pathways, Wrench Group is helping Gen Z see the potential for fulfilling and financially rewarding careers in the trades. Wrench University is developing the company's workforce by focusing on leadership development for senior field technicians and mid-level management. Looking ahead, Wrench Group plans to expand its academy programs nationwide, invest in technology, and foster a workplace culture centered on continuous learning and growth. HITRUST appoints Tom Kellerman as Vice President of Cyber Risk to expand leadership and market for cybersecurity assurance. HITRUST has appointed Tom Kellerman as Vice President of Cyber Risk to drive industry engagement, expand into new markets, and elevate third-party and supply chain security programs. With over 2 decades of cybersecurity leadership experience, Kellerman will accelerate the adoption of HITRUST's threat-adaptive information security assessments and AI tools. Third-party involvement is present in 30% of breaches today, highlighting the importance of third-party risk management, TPRM. Kellerman's expertise will guide organizations in strengthening supply chain security and business resilience. His appointment reinforces HITRUST's commitment to cybersecurity assurance and delivering quantifiable proof of risk reduction.
Purpose-driven brands win customers. Purpose-driven brands outperform by knowing why they exist, connecting deeper with customers, recruits, and reporters. Purpose gives work weight, sets tempo, and speeds decisions. Research shows companies with a strong sense of purpose grow faster, inspire customer defense, and retain employees longer. Purpose-driven companies grow 3 times faster. 73% of consumers defend brands with purpose, and companies with a strong sense of purpose see 40% higher retention. Aligning business with meaning builds trust, increases employee retention, and attracts media attention. Purpose isn't a trend, it's a business advantage. Define purpose in plain language, make it easy to repeat. purpose should be integrated into PR, content, hiring, product, partnerships, and operations. Set themes that match purpose and market needs. Publish consistently to establish thought leadership. Avoid mistakes like having purpose only on paper, unclear slogans, or values not evident in public. Measure purpose in PR by trust signals, efficiency, talent, and resilience outcomes. Use a 30-day plan to draft, publish, prove, and program your purpose. Start with three questions. What do we want to be known for? What change will our best customers feel? And what story would we be proud to hear? Purpose starts quiet, then echoes, shaping your brand song.
Linkwell celebrates fourth year on the Inc. 5000 list and new executive team member. Linkwell, a leading energy infrastructure provider, celebrates its fourth consecutive year on the Inc. 5000 list of fastest-growing private companies in America, with a 268% three-year revenue growth. The company's suite of U.S.-based energy solutions continues to gain market validation. Linkwell's success is attributed to exclusive offerings tailored for the electric vehicle industry, such as the EVSE 360 Charging Infrastructure Protection Plan and QuickLink Automated Charger Onboarding Solution. Additionally, Linkwell appoints Frank Koski as Chief Financial Officer to drive strategic growth in the EV sector. Koski's financial leadership experience will support Linkwell's mission of advancing clean energy adoption through reliable EV charging solutions. For more information, visit www.linkwell.com. Q&A with Kim Daly, founder and CEO of the Z-Suite. Kim Daly, founder and CEO of the Z-Suite, is a top producing advisor with FranChoice, helping franchisees and brand leaders improve profitability through mindset mastery. She emphasizes that belief systems drive results, not just strategy. The Z-Suite focuses on mindset training to complement operational playbooks, creating resilient and empowered franchise professionals. In uncertain economies, mastering mindset leads to thriving, not just surviving. Practical hacks like setting C-type goals and addressing fear before action can immediately improve performance. Shifting leadership mindset impacts brand culture and bottom line. By aligning around a mission and believing in possibilities, franchisors and franchisees can create exponential growth and value. The Z-Suite community helps leaders shift from efforting to identity, the CAT, creating a space for possibility thinkers to elevate and manifest dreams into reality.
Investor news breaks. Favo Capital, OTC AVO. President Sean Quinn joins Forbes Business Council. Favo Capital President Sean Quinn has joined the Forbes Business Council, an exclusive network of business leaders. Quinn, with over two decades of experience in capital markets and alternative finance, will contribute thought leadership on Forbes.com. His first article, Why Some Small Businesses Turn to Private Credit and What Owners Should Consider, was recently published. Favo Capital provides alternative revenue-based funding solutions to small and medium-sized businesses in the U.S., and make strategic investments in income-producing real estate. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.